This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board examinations for class 10th and 12th. According to the CBSE, for class 10th grade students, examination, which was earlier scheduled on the 3rd of March next year, will now be held on the 11th of March. This year, while the date for class 12 examination has been moved to 10th of April, which was scheduled on the 3rd of March 2026, the board said that the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has revised the schedule for Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Navdeep Rinwa, said that the draft voter list will be published on January 6, 2026. The period for receiving claims and objections has been set from January 6 to February 6, 2026. He said that SIR process concluded in state on December 26. All enumeration forms have been received and digitized. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on December 31st. As per the revised timetable, the draft electoral roll in the state will now be published on January 6, 2026. After that, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The flagship initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has crossed a historic milestone with over 3 crore registrations recorded till yesterday. The Education Ministry said the scale of participation highlights Pariksha Pe Charcha as a true Jan Andolan. Students, parents and teachers from across the country have shown overwhelming participation, reflecting the program's growing popularity. The initiative focuses on students' mental well-being and promotes a positive approach towards examinations. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the funeral ceremony of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khalida Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jayashankar will represent the government and the people of India at the funeral. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka yesterday. She was 80. The funeral prayers will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sangsad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka. Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, more than 50 Delhi-bound trains are running late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to the bad weather conditions. As per the Delhi airport, 148 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather and poor visibility. Of the cancelled flights, 78 were arrivals and 70 departures. The Civil Aviation Ministry has instructed airlines to strictly adhere to passenger service norms, including timely information, assistance during delays, rebooking or refunds. The ministry said that passenger safety and convenience remain at the top priority. It also encouraged the passengers to remain updated through official airline channels and allow extra time for airport procedures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Arjun Erigaisi for winning the bronze at the FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha, following his bronze medal in the FIDE Rapid Chess Championships recently. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his skills, patience and passion are exemplary. The Prime Minister added that his successes will continue to inspire the youth. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and the Nifty opened in the green zone today. Sensex was up in early trade and Nifty crossed the 26,000 mark on final trading day of 2025. Sensex advanced 169 points to 84,821 and Nifty gained 72 points to 26,012. And that is the end of this news bulletin.